Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show, where we discuss interesting topics related to wealth and to getting to time freedom and overall becoming an ideal wealth grower. And as you know, I have started a new series recently where I'm reviewing the lessons that John Soforek in his book, The Wealthy Gardener, has published for his son, but they are also for anybody who is actually striving for financial freedom and prosperity. And so the lesson that we are looking at today is one of the early lessons, like the third or fourth lesson. And I want to read it to you first and then give you a little bit of my interpretation. So the lesson says, I learned that few actions earn tangible rewards. And so I rearranged my schedule for the best activities. And what I'm thinking when I'm listening to that lesson is this, the Pareto principle. And for those of you who haven't heard about it, that is, I think, an Italian scientist or something like, I think he is Italian. And he came up with this principle that says 20% of your efforts can generate 80% of the results that you're seeking. And 80% of your efforts that are not super focused and not the most efficient and most thought out oftentimes only generate, if you're lucky, 20% of the results. Now, if you go back to economic theory, there's a guy named Jack Welch who used to be the CEO, quite famous, wrote a lot of books or was written about his approach to running a business. And one of the things that is related to this Pareto principle, or to actually the actions necessary to generate tangible results, that he did when he was basically one of the more famous CEOs. As we know, some, there's always a time for certain people to be famous. Like in banking right now, Jamie Dimon is famous for being the leader many, many years. JP Morgan, Elon Musk is very famous. Warren Buffett is very famous. And so Jack Welch was one of the guys famous like about 20 years ago. And what he took this Pareto principle for is to say, okay, we need to look at our workforce and look at who are the 20% of the people who generate massive results and are just always the best. And we really want to support them and give them everything they need, because they are typically generating 80% or at least a very large percentage of our gains and profits. Then we look at the next 20%, so basically from 21 to 40 percentile in the company, and see how they're doing and what can be done to improve their results. What can they learn basically from the top 20? Then they look at the next 20 and say, okay, are they junior people who just don't have enough experience or not? If there are any in the third 20% group, that basically from 41 to 60, that are older and longer in the company, then they have probably not found a way to really develop their full potential. And then the last 20% are the ones that probably should not have been hired. So in summary, what Jack Welch always said is, let's push the top 20% and give them everything they need. Take the middle 40% and look at why they aren't as good and how we can get them to be as good as the top 20% and get rid of the rest. Now, that was considered pretty brutal, but that was one of the methods that actually led for the companies that he led to be really, really efficient and really profitable. Now, for us, what does this mean? What does Jack Welch's approach from a business owner or CEO perspective, or John Soforek's approach about actions that earn tangible results, mean for us as investors? And I believe what we should do is apply this Pareto principle and really look at what are we doing to generate the results that we're seeking. And that can be in work, that can be in family, but in our case, mainly for our use of money and investment of money, and what does the money actually produce. And to do this really in an honest way, you have to look at all the aspects. I don't just say, okay, I bought stock and the stock increased 10% in value and I bought a property and that increased 5% in value when there are a whole bunch of other things that also contribute. So you might find out if you look at the money that you got from your rent and the tax benefits and stuff, then your properties have probably generated 15 or 20% in return on the money that you invested. So if you take that all together, you will find that there are a whole bunch of things that you spend time on that are not very productive or don't really help you to become an ideal wealth grower. And that's what John's point about rearrange the schedule means. All those things, those 80% of things that are not really efficient and don't really help you grow your wealth or make you more successful, you should reprioritize them and, if at all possible, get rid of them. If you were only doing all the things that are currently the 20% of the most efficient and make that 100%, can you imagine how much faster you would get to your time freedom point? So take a look at that and see if you can identify which things get you the most return and which things get you the least return, and let's go and get rid of the latter part. So if you'd like to talk about this or how to invest your money, how to take our curated portfolio of assets and make part of it your own and join our Ideal Wealth Grower community, please go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button, book a call, and then we have a conversation. And hopefully I can help you. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.